It's pitch black in here.
Do you wish a light?
Well, it might be nice to see who I'm talking to. Ah, a Zippo. Very retro. But I still can't see you. Because you're wearing a veil. Well, look, you wanted to see me.
My compliments, Mr. Flanders.
For what?
Escaping my maze.
Ah, that was your maze.
May I show you my palace?
Why not?
Come. It is beautiful, is it not?
Yes, it is. It reminds me of the Alhambra. Is it real?
Is everything not real?
I've seen palaces before that, while they weren't quite as intricate in detail, they were created purely out of thought forms.
All of reality, Mr. Flanders, is made of thought forms.
You mean the thoughts of God?
Of course.
But this palace, if it's created out of the substance of thought, well, how do you hold it in place?
Thought is content, but the substance of thought is form, is it not?
I see that you have a fondness for the designs of the ancient arabesque.
Some say they represent the thoughts of Allah.
But why something so grandiose? This is the palace of an empress. Tell me, does this palace go away when you go away?
I do not go away.
Oh, my God. Nice, kitty, nice. It's not hungry, is it?
If you believe it's not an illusion, it may be hungry.
Oh. And the point of that was...
Is everything not real?
Well, if there's nothing more...
What are your plans for Leela?
Why?
An infrit can be a rather mischievous companion.
I've had experience.
How interesting. I hope your brief stay is pleasant here, on my little island.
Well, I... Oh.
So... You met the dragon lady?
The inscrutable Hispanic. Yeah.
Yes. She's what I believe you'd call a tough cookie.
Leela.
Yes, Jack?
How were you involved with Madame Z?
I served her.
But not now.
I serve you.
Yeah, right. I forgot. Well, why did she let you go?
She mistreated me. She sent me to Ireland, but you come and you rescue Leela.
And now you're free of her?
If you protect me, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, Sir Henry...
Yes?
Why did the Dragon Lady exile you to that island?
Well, I insinuated she was establishing herself as an empress.
And she didn't like that?
Of course not.
So we just may all wake up one morning and she'll be running the show.
Running the what?
She'll be the High Empress Dragon Lady Supreme.
So, will you lend us a hand, old boy?
What? You want me to just ask her to leave?
No. A coup d'etat.
Are you kidding? She can spit tigers out of thin air. What do we have? Your ability to manifest a cup of tea? What do you plan to do, toss teacups at her? It's a lost cause, Sir Henry.
No. After all, we do have Leela.
Oh, yeah, great.
Leela knows Madame Z.
So what?
She knows where the dragon is vulnerable.
Really?
Leela will help you.
What do you mean, me?
I help.
Why are we whispering?
Because... we are conspiring together.
Leela, where does the Dragon Lady get her power?
From the green stone.
You mean an emerald?
No.
A green crystal.
It is round like a ball.
How big is it?
Like this.
Does it have three holes?
No, no holes.
How's that?
Well, I guess it's not a bowling ball. So this green ball is her source of power?
Yes.
And you've seen her use it?
Oh, yes, many times.
Well, how does she use it?
She hold.
How?
Like this.
Yeah, and then?
She touch. Like this.
Ah, with her forehead.
Fascinating.
So we simply steal the green bowling ball, and that will defang the Dragon Lady.
What?
Remove her power.
Yes.
So where will you and Jack find the stone?
Where will... What?
Well, it certainly can't be me.
Oh?
No, you see, while you two are stealing the stone, I will keep Madame Dragon in a state of distraction.
And that's your plan?
Well, if you wish to achieve success, keep your plans simple, I always say. You see, I've arranged a little rendezvous with Madame Z. While she's away from the palace, you and Leela will creep in and fetch the green stone.
Just one question, Sir Henry. Once we have the stone, what do we do with it?
Hide it.
Where?
Well, not to worry. One step at a time, my boy.
Right.
Well then, good hunting. Oh, and don't forget, protect yourself.
How?
White light around you. Cheerio!
This place feels so different. It feels so empty.
There are many traps, but all are illusions.
Well, that's encouraging.
If you believe the illusion, it will hurt you.
Well, I always see things for exactly what they are.
Good.
I'm joking.
I know.
Speaking of joking, why is the floor rippling?
What?
The tile. It's just sort of waving up and down. I feel like I'm walking on the ocean. And the waves are getting bigger and bigger.
Pay no attention.
Well, don't you feel it?
Of course. Come this way.
What an odd assortment of wind chimes.
Do not listen.
Why? They're kind of relaxing, aren't they?
No.
I find they're rather soothing. It feels as though everything is slowing down.
Welcome, my friend. You have entered the true peace. Your true being. You are truly at one.
Are you a pre-recorded illusion?
I am your guide. Trust me.
Sure. No problem.
I will take you into the realms of pure bliss. This is only the beginning.
Jack, where are you?
Let my thoughts caress you. Feel their warmth as they slowly encompass you. Here you are safe. Relax.
Are you spinning a cocoon?
You will feel the ecstasy of being held in my embrace.
Oh. Why you not listen to Leela?
It was so enchanting.
I tell you, but no, you don't listen, no?
I was just curious.
And how was it?
Bliss.
Oh.
Well, that's life. So what's next?
We go up.
Up? Up where?
Up the minaret.
Ah, the tower.
Yes. Come.
What's that noise?
The guardians of the green stone.
What are they snoring?
Guardian job is very boring.
Yeah, apparently.
We walk very softly.
Wow. I'll be darned.
What?
Look at them. They look like big, bald-headed eunuchs.
What did you expect?
Well, how real are they?
Real enough for you.
Yeah, I see. Nice swords, too. The classic broad-bladed, head-lopping kind. So this is the tower. Where's the elevator?
What?
All right. Where's the stairs?
No.
No stairs. So what do we do, fly?
Do not be afraid.
Of what?
Of me.
Oh, why should I be?
You will see.
Slowly, as though unfolding from out of thin air, large, dark, webbed wings emerge from Leela's shoulders. No, these aren't angel wings, but a thin, delicate membrane and exoskeleton structure that unfolds like a great black sail.
Wow.
They are the most beautiful wings Jack has ever seen.
Tell me something. Do you just manifest these, or are they always tucked back there somewhere?
Yes.
Right. So now you're just gonna fly to the top of the tower where the stone is, right?
No. We fly.
We?
I hold you.
You sure you won't drop me?
If you tickle me, yes.
Well, I'll try to restrain myself.
You hold me tight.
Yes, Leela.
My skin is warm, yes?
Very.
You see, I am no demon.
Shall we go?
We go.
Very nice flight. Now, where's the stone?
Behind you.
Good Lord. It is a green bowling ball.
A what?
Well, it's just about that size. It does have a kind of a prickly aura about it. How are we going to carry this? You don't happen to have a bowling ball bag, do you?
Of course. Here.
Where'd you get that?
Sir Henry.
Oh, God, he thinks of everything, doesn't he? Well, come on, ball. In you go. Such a tingly thing. I hope I don't turn green. There. Well, shall we descend?
Hold me tight.
You know, for an infreet, you certainly are very warm-blooded.
Now you have the stone. What will you do?
I'll give it to Sir Henry.
No.
Well, I certainly don't want... Hey, wait a minute. What happened to the eunuchs?
The eunuchs?
Yeah, the bald guys with the big scimitars. Things have changed. The floors are cracked. There's vines growing up the walls. And the jungle is creeping in. The roof is sagging, and the walls are crumbling around us. It's such a beautiful palace. What did we just do? Leela? Now she's gone. I better get out of here, and fast.
Once he's outside the palace, Jack opens the bag and removes the stone. He places his forehead against the cool green stone. In his mind, he tries to see the palace as it once was, the domed ceilings, the tall, slim towers, the intricate arabesque designs. He looks up from the stone, but no, the jungle continues to creep over the palace. The ceiling slowly caves into the rooms. Only the crumbling walls remain.
Well, I tried. What a remarkable piece of architecture. It was.
Mr. Jack. How are you?
Very nicely depressed, thank you.
Oh.
Have you seen Sir Henry?
No, no Sir Henry.
What about Leela?
No, no Leela.
And the Dragon Lady?
No, no one. Mr. Jack, you go bowling?
This bag, you mean? No, it's, look, right now I think I just need a really good cup of coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry. We close.
What?
It is morning, Mr. Jack.
Oh, yeah. So it is. Well, looks like another lovely autumn day in New York.
What do you do today?
I don't know. Maybe I will go bowling.
You have a nice game.
A nice game. Yeah. It has been a nice game, hasn't it? Well, so long, Nanny.
I see you next time.
Next time. Autumn in New York. Wait a minute.
He can feel the green stone in the bag he's carrying pulsating. He opens the bag and peers into the misty stone.
What is that? I can see two figures. It's Sir Henry and Madame Z. They're sitting and sipping tea in another Casa Luna. In another world. Another universe.
I question your choice, Sir Henry.
Really?
We made it too easy.
Oh, I don't think so.
Have you considered what he has yet to endure?
Of course.
He's too naive.
I don't know. Jack was rather reluctant at first, shuffling his feet as Leela and I pushed him along, but your strong performance as the Dragon Lady impressed him.
I do not perform.
No, of course.
He didn't question your motives?
No, Jack was more concerned about what I was planning to do with the stone once it was in my possession.
His naivete is not an asset, Sir Henry.
Yes, well, you know, Jack is an explorer of the unknown, and he is certainly trustworthy, and most fortunate of all, he's damn lucky.
Only when the stone has been restored to its proper place will there be an alignment, Sir Henry.
Well, I'm certain he'll have no problem with that. None at all.
We shall see. And Leela?
Oh, well, that is someone with whom he may have a bit of a problem.